From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for May 21, 2013. Though recent storms promised to reset the drought button for a large part of East Texas, the western half of the state will likely see below normal precipitation from now through August, according to a Texas A&M University climatologist. Monday, I talked to Dr. John Nielsen-Gammon, Texas State Climatologist, College Station.
We're looking for above normal rainfall. We're not having an easy time finding it. Temperatures, of course, are likely to be warm. The short range and long range outlooks are sort of opposite each other. We've got decent chances of rain in West Texas over the next week or two, and all the Gulf Coast is supposed to stay fairly dry. But over the summer, the outlook from the Climate Prediction Center has the best chances for rain being along the Gulf Coast and drier conditions in West Texas.
Isn't this pretty much what you predicted back in March?
Yeah, things have been pretty much according to schedule as far as precipitation goes. Certainly, nobody was forecasting both the wild swings in temperature that we had, which did cause a lot of crop damage. This week has started out on the warm side, and it looks like actually we probably have seen our last strong cold front of the year. We may see some wimpy fronts, but nothing that will really bring cool weather that I can see.
I haven't seen any detailed reports on what caused this cooler than normal spring.
I looked at it in detail, but a lot of it is we had above normal snow cover in the northern hemisphere this year. First time really in more than a decade that the springtime snow cover has been above normal. And that means that cold air can stay cold a lot longer on its way down to Texas so that the cold fronts pack more punch.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.